It's time for the KHNS local news. I'm Melinda Munson. Today in the news, Skagway High School students took part in the statewide walkout last Thursday. The event was a learning opportunity for younger students. And Skagway students of all ages took scraps from around town and repurposed them into eye-catching art for the school fashion show. Skagway School's 4th and 5th graders got an unexpected lesson in civics on April 4th when they witnessed the high schoolers participate in a walkout. Two dozen high school students left class at 11 a.m. and congregated at the flagpole. The protesters listened to speeches and discussed Governor Mike Dunleavy's veto of the education funding bill, Senate Bill 140. The bill would have raised the base student allocation by $680. The formula is used to determine how much money the state gives schools per pupil. It has not seen a significant increase since 2017. The legislature failed to override the governor's veto by one vote. Skagway's 4th and 5th graders weren't allowed to participate in the protest, but they watched from their classroom windows. The 4th graders spoke, sometimes all at the same time, about what they were witnessing.
Why are you guys at your window?
We're clapping.
One person.
Yeah, let's do one voice.
We're cheering on the high schoolers.
What's going on with the high schoolers?
They're protesting for more money for our school.
Because the governor vetoed the law to give the schools more money per each student.
And we're fighting for education, our education rights.
And we don't think that we're getting enough money for our school and students.
10th grader Lena Hischer helped lead the protest and spoke to the crowd first. Her speech outlined the history of base student allocation and expressed her disappointment that the veto wasn't overturned.
Every dollar invested in our education system is an investment in every student's well-being and well-being of our state. Yet Governor Dunleavy's actions sent a clear message that education is not a priority for his administration. Therefore, although most of us cannot vote, involving ourselves in protests like this hopefully get the attention of our legislators and our governor, who continuously prove that education is not their priority. And hopefully this will change their minds. So when similar bills come up in the future, legislators will vote in favor of the students, since that is who they should be serving.
The protest was organized via social media by the Alaska Association of Student Government. Many students wore red for ed. It was not a school-sanctioned event. No staff or teachers were present, and one parent attended. Students who participated received an absence for that period and could not participate in after-school activities. Junior Calvin Miller reminded his fellow students that the walkout extended beyond Skagway.
I don't know if we made this point clear, but yeah, it's happening statewide. Hundreds of kids are right now standing outside in colder weather than this, even up in Ukiavik, yeah. We're 1 degree right now. So, we're trying to make a difference statewide.
Senior Charles Deitch said he was protesting for school districts that aren't as well-funded as Skagway.
And this isn't just, for us. We're showing our support for the bigger schools who need them, really, really, really need the money, like Juno, and up north, the rural communities, that we support them, and we want to see their funding increase, and their education should be a priority for the state.
In a written statement, Dunleavy said he vetoed the bill, quote, due to its absence of educational reforms. Before returning inside, the students filled up on goldfish crackers and fruit snacks. Skagway School premiered its first wearable art show on April 3rd. It was a fashion event that combined STEM skills, recycling, and art. STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. Fifth grader Hudson Gilliams helped MC the event. Here, he's introducing fellow fifth grader Rose Perdue. She created a rainbow fairy piece with wings built from paper paint chips.
Let's welcome this colorful art piece to the runway!
Fourth grade teacher Danielle McManus says the idea for the show came from this year's First LEGO League's theme, Masterpiece. First LEGO League is an engineering and design unit that is taught in fourth and fifth grades. Along with designing costumes for the show, the two grades built Lego performance stages with lights and sound. They also had to design the actual stage and decide which music to use. Stage manager Andrew Naden helped with the music, and science consultant Ruben Cash manned the lights. Cash also created the projections, which danced across the stage throughout the production. The costumes ranged from a bubble bath, complete with a tub, to an ensemble of rock, paper, scissors. Art teacher Valerie Larson helped the younger grades assemble pieces for the Very Hungry Caterpillar. Some middle and high schoolers participated, outfitting the younger students. Lila Larson styled her little sister Elliot as Mushroom Princess. Fifth grade teacher Mary Thole sought expert help from out of state. After multiple long-distance consults, she flew her mother-in-law up from Minnesota to help sew the costumes. It was important to the kids that the costumes be made from material already on hand. Most of the costume pieces were scrounged from the school property or borrowed from the community. McManus, the fourth grade teacher, says there were two new purchases.
The only thing that we bought was gold spray paint, two cans of gold spray paint.
Fourth grader Vinya Matsoff was the scissors and rock, paper, scissors. He got his red t-shirt from the school attic, borrowed pool noodles to make his scissor handles, and wrapped his legs in unused silver insulation. He realized that comfort sometimes has to be sacrificed for fashion.
Well, I couldn't bend my legs, which was a problem, and when I took it off, I felt like bending my legs was the best thing in the world. As you could see, I was stumbling down the steps a bit there because I couldn't bend my legs.
McManus says throughout the process, students learned how to tackle technical challenges. She says even she was taken aback by the success of the production.
The fact that it just kind of blew everybody's expectations out of the water was probably the most surprising part, and just how much fun everyone had.
A correction. In the April 4th assembly story, the purpose of the new Recreation Center chairs was misidentified. They will be used in the multipurpose room and not for chair fitness. That's it for the KHNS Local News. I'm Melinda Munson. You can find these stories and learn how to access the KHNS News as a podcast at khns.org/news. This is KHNS, Haines, Skagway, and Clequan at 102.3 and translator K220BK, Skagway, Alaska at 91.9.